Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on the fan. Right now on the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL Network. And you can watch now 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Fast Channel or Peacock. Nick, here we are, final week of the season, and we're still talking about the Jets potentially hiring a new head coach and what the Giants should do with Shane and Dable. Hi.
What's going on? Last week, just to start by saying, I thought the Giants had no chance of winning. I underestimated how pathetic the Colts are. Very bad result for yours truly, and also for our New York football Giants. Not great. Not great.
Where are you at with the Giants? I mean, you think they're going to bring back Shane and Dable now, right? Have you conceded that they're going to do that?
No. I think things could get, they could get embarrassed again on Sunday against Eagles backups. I guess if I had to put a percentage on it, I'd say I think both guys will come back because I think John Mara doesn't want to do what he's done, even though it would be right to do that. I think that they will get another year. I think that that decision could and will prove to be catastrophic if they make it. I think both guys will be out the door next year, and the win by the team last week, I think, is going to put them out of position to take one of the top two quarterbacks in the draft without trading up. And the Giants, it's like the goalposts keep getting moved by Giants fans. Now it's, well, we don't have to take a quarterback this year now because, there's only two and you don't want to trade up. So now let's keep building the lines. Like, you people are all insane. You need, it's the most important position in sports. You keep taking swings until you get it right. This was like last year when I said, hey, Giants need to take a quarterback at 6. Everyone's like, oh, well, they suck. Michael Penix sucks. J.J. McCarthy sucks. Bo Nix sucks. Really? How's that going? How's it going, everybody? So, yeah, great. Take an offensive lineman next year. Take another right tackle. See how it goes with no quarterback. Then, what's going to guarantee? That Dable and Shane get another year. Because now, they still haven't picked their own quarterback. Don't you see the cycle of insanity this is? It needs to be stopped, and it needs to be stopped on Monday.
Nick, let me ask you this, Nick. So, if this pertains to both the Jets and the Giants, you own a team, you're running the team, both teams are in the tank. Who's the coach you want? Who's the GM that you want to work with them?
Well, GM, I don't really feel like I'm exceptionally qualified to answer that question. Which GM do I? I mean, Joe Shane could have been awesome when they hired him. I mean, he's not, but I mean, he could have been. Coach, I feel like I would be way more qualified to answer that question. So Jets, for instance, right? I think Vrabel would be an awesome hire for the Jets. I think the question that you'd have to answer as it concerns Mike Vrabel is, who's his offensive coordinator? Because, in Tennessee, his offensive, he had Matt LaFleur for a little bit, and obviously, LaFleur is now the coach of the Packers, and then it's Arthur Smith. And the offense was good when Arthur Smith was there, because you had Derrick Henry, as a battering ram. But, what's it going to look like? Who's his OC going to be? Is the offense going to be a 21st century offense with Mike Vrabel? I think that matters a lot. So I like Vrabel as a head coach. I like him as an in-game decision maker. But, I think it matters as to who the offensive coordinator is going to be. I think the guys like Ben Johnson, obviously, was the Lions' offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, who's Tampa's offensive coordinator, who's been amazing this season. If you're one of these guys, do you want to come work for Woody Johnson? Like, I don't know if the answer to that question is yes.
The answer is no, I think, okay? But I also think this is one of the few times where the Jets need to be incredibly selective because they can't roll the dice on an unestablished head coach.
Why not?
Because every time they do, they fail.
Well, I mean, I don't know that like that's a reason just because you failed at something in the past to not keep doing
it. Well, no, I agree. I agree. But I do think that this is, they need proven leadership at the highest level.
I think there's a case to be made for that, sure. And I think, like, honestly, like, Mike Vrabel's the number one option then. I mean, you could bring back a former Jet cornerback in Aaron Glenn, who I think has kind of established himself pretty well as a leader of men. I'll tell you what, one of the guys that I really like, and I wouldn't mind if the Giants hired him, is Brian Flores. And I know he kind of, like, crashed out of Miami a little bit and got into it with Tua, and Tua, you know, went on Dan Lebatard's show. I don't know, somewhat recently, right? Maybe it was in the offseason, and basically said, like, how would you feel every day if you came into work and the head coach said to you, you're not good enough, you don't belong here? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I hear things like that. I respond well to stuff like that. I almost like to be coached like that as a talent. You know, in my life, I don't mind stuff like that.
Yep.
To me, that means that Flores is a hard ass, and I think Jets could use that. Flores was a really good head coach in Miami, schemes up defense. Now, again, he's kind of like Vrabel, where he's a defensive guy. You know, who's his offensive coordinator? What's that going to look like? I would not mind Brian Flores, honestly, as either the Giants coach or the Jets coach if the Giants move on from Dable or if the Jets were to go in that direction.
All right, Nick, what about this slate here? We talked about it last week where, you know, I was asking about motivation and how that comes into, you know, your betting for the week. Where are you at on Sunday? Let's start with those games. You got the Ravens who are, what, now 20-point favorites over the Browns and then the Steelers and Bengals on Saturday night.
Yeah, so those two games quickly here. So this is the biggest point spread in a final regular season week in 50 years. Ravens Browns. Baltimore's a 20.5 point favorite. So, you know, just to boil it down, Ravens win and they are AFC North champions. The Browns are starting Bailey Zappi, who I refer to as Bailey Slappy because he's not very good. He's way better, though, way better than Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who's been starting for the Browns. Now, there's a chance that tomorrow there'll be some crazy winds in the forecast, which means both teams won't be able to throw, in which case the Ravens will win 34-0 because they'll be able to run and the Browns won't. But if we get to like a regular game state here and the Browns can throw it a little bit, I am not making a case for the Browns to win. I am not even saying I will place this bet. Just that if I had to bet the game with Zappi starting, who's, again, he's bad, he's way better than DTR, I would take 20.5 with the Cleveland Browns. Wait to see if it goes up to 21, and maybe you get a full 3 touchdowns with Cleveland. It's week 18. It's pathetic.
I mean, I feel like it's almost principle, and I know that it's not guaranteed to work, but you're getting almost 3 friggin' touchdowns in the NFL. Go ahead.
Well, the Browns are the one team that everyone can point to and actually say they're tanking. Because Jameis is healthy enough to play and he's the third quarterback. Like, they're tanking. Like, the Giants aren't tanking. Like other teams are not tanking. This team, the Titans aren't tanking. The Jaguars aren't tanking. The Raiders aren't tanking. The Browns are tanking. So, like, the Browns are going to try and lose. Just how many points are they going to lose by? Which is why I stopped short of saying it's a definite bet for me. Just saying, if I had to bet the game, I would bet Cleveland. And then the Bengals and the Steelers tomorrow night. Now, T. Higgins and Chase Brown are both questionable on the injury report. Betting market says they're going to play. Cincinnati has gotten bet up over the course of the day today. Cincy is a 2.5-point road favorite right now in Pittsburgh. Total of the game is 48. Motivation here, Bengals win and they stay alive in the race for the final AFC wildcard spot heading into Sunday. The Steelers need to win this game. If Pittsburgh wins, Pittsburgh is the 5 seed. If they lose, they're the 6. 6 seed means you're a 7.5-point dog on wildcard weekend in Baltimore. 5 seed means you're a 1-point favorite on the road in Houston. So it's a huge game for both teams. Now, I can be way wrong here. I was wrong last week. I bet the Broncos. I lost in soul-crushing fashion in overtime against Cincinnati. I still think the Bengals stink. I think their defense is terrible. I like the Steelers to cover the spread. I think the Steelers are going to win the game, but I will always offer this caution. This is basically a playoff game, and it's basically a pick'em spread, and one team has Joe Burrow and the other has Russell Wilson. So I would understand people for liking the Bengals. I think the Bengals are bad. Outside of the quarterback, I'll take Pittsburgh to win the game.
See, I've always had a rough time, and you just hit a couple of things that you feel pretty good about here, and we'll see if they come through, but a week like this, like, is this just where degenerates go bonkers and make it worse? So you think that there's much more opportunity than trap doors? Because I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell to make of the schedule.
Okay, so, you know, like, I'm gonna say a lot of things right now that I'm gonna be really confident in. It does not have to go like this. It doesn't. But, you know, these are, a lot of people will say, for instance, BT, that betting the NFL preseason is like, oh, well, call one of your degenerate, call 1-800, get whatever.
And by the way, I'm just saying that for effect.
You're not the only person that's a lot of people. And I think it's, you know, without knowing kind of the information, I don't think it's an unfair thing to say.
Okay, go ahead.
A lot of people say it. I'm being like honest. I think it's a fair comment. But like, there's money to be made in the NFL preseason. And I think there's money to be made in week 18 in the NFL. So, I filmed my BetMGM Board of Spreads videos today, and all of my picks were on games that aren't necessarily ones with huge playoff implications, because I think that there's valuable bets to be made. So if you'd like, we can roll through some of the games coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, sure, let's go.
All right, so let's do a couple games where these are like meaningless games, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Colts-Jaguars. Indy's a 5-point home favorite. Total in the game is 44. If you, at one point in your life, played for the Indianapolis Colts, then you have come out at some point this week, on or off the record, and have said that the Colts are a dumpster fire organization. I have not seen a team get raked over the coals like this in quite some time in the NFL for the Colts after the loss last week and how poorly they played against the Giants. So I'm not saying Indy can't win by 10, just that, like, are we sure that this dead team walking should be favored by 5 against Jacksonville?
Okay.
To be fair, it's another dead team walking. I'll take the points with the Jaguars. I wouldn't be shocked if the Jaguars won. Okay, let's go to the Seahawks and the Rams in Los Angeles. Seattle's a 6.5-point road favorite because Sean McVay is resting Matthew Stafford and some other players in this game ahead of the playoffs. Last year, we saw the Rams rest starters in Week 18 with Carson Wentz. We'll talk about him in a second. And they won. They beat Sam Darnold and the 49ers. The Rams' backup quarterback is Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, I'm not saying Jimmy Garoppolo's a top 10 quarterback in the league, but he's also not like Bailey Zappi. So I get Jimmy Garoppolo and +6.5 at home against a team with nothing to play for. The bet can lose. I'll make it, though. I'll bet the Rams +6.5. How about Chiefs and Broncos? Now, Denver needs to win this game, like, to clinch the 7th and final playoff spot in the AFC, but like, Denver doesn't have to win by 11 to cover the spread to make it. They can win by 1. Carson Wentz is starting for the Chiefs. Again, Carson Wentz is not a top 10 quarterback, but is he terrible? I don't think he is. And he has the best coach. He has Andy Reid. And you're getting 10.5 points. So if the Broncos win by 10, I still win my bet. I like that. I would take the Niners +4 with Josh Dobbs starting on the road in Arizona, where Dobbs is a competent option against a Cardinals team season over. Questions about Kyler Murray as a franchise quarterback. So, like, I actually think there are some good bets to be made in these games. I could lose all of them, but I feel good about clicking all the buttons prior to the games being played.
What about the locals? Some interesting thoughts as far as the bets there. With the Giants, you know, playing the backup Eagles, are the Giants tanking? Are they trying to win this game based off what we saw a week ago? Eagles -3 right now at home, and then we'll get to the Jets and Dolphins, which is an interesting game with playoff implications potentially. Where are you at with the Giants-Eagles?
So Eagles right now are 2.5-point favorite. This keeps bouncing back and forth from 2.5 to 3. I think the Eagles' backups are better than the Giants. So I'm not going to bet this game. I would only bet Philadelphia if I were to bet it, though. So I would not bet the Giants under any circumstances. Dolphins-Jets, you know, like, we will see, like, what the motivation is for Miami. We'll see what happens with Cincy on Saturday. So even if the Bengals win on Saturday, Miami can still make the playoffs with a win over the Jets and the Broncos losing to the Chiefs. But, you know, obviously, like, if Cincy loses, maybe this becomes, like, an even bigger spot for Miami here on the road at the Jets. Now, it was announced a little while ago. It looks extremely likely that Tyler Huntley will start this game, not Tua Tagovailoa. So Miami's backup will play. So my opinion in this game, and it runs counter to what a lot of like sharp people I deal with think, the Jets, like they've been a lot of this season, I think will be a sharp bet in this game. Like, I think the Jets may close a favorite in this game. I think that that may happen. I think the Jets will be a team that draws interest. I look at the Jets and I see dead team walking after what we saw last week. in Buffalo, and Tyler Huntley played really well for the Dolphins on the road in Cleveland. Make me bet the game. I'll actually take the Dolphins to beat the Jets and cover the spread on Sunday.
Last one, Nick. Best game of the week, potentially of the year. The Vikings in Detroit, Sunday Night Football for the number one seed and the bye. What do you like in that game?
So the point spread right now is 3. I think if the point spreads, the Lions favored by 3. If the point spreads 3, and I'll say this on my show on The Fan on Sunday, if it's 3, I think Minnesota is a valuable bet at +3. So I'll ask you guys this question, and I would urge everyone listening to ask yourself this question as well. Think about, this is not even like a leading question, it's just the truth. Think about how bad the Lions' pass defense, like they probably can't win the Super Bowl. The pass defense is atrocious. What is the minimum number of points the Vikings are going to score? Like, what would your answer to that question be on Sunday night?
Minimum 7?
Yeah, you think high 20s the minimum.
Minimum. Okay. So now let's go to Lions, like that handicap, Lions offense versus Vikings defense, where Ben Johnson has largely had success going head-to-head with Brian Flores. Look no further than the game these two teams played earlier in the season in Minnesota, won by Detroit. Now, the Lions know, guys. They know. Like, Dan Campbell's basically come out and said it. Like, they're going to have to win high-scoring games. They can't win 20-17. Like, they will lose if they score 17 points. So we know that they're going to go for it on fourth downs. They're going to go for it on fourth and goal. They're going to try and put sevens up on the board. So on Sunday night, if the Lions roll the dice and the decisions work out, like they go for it on fourth down, they get it. They go for it on fourth and goal, they score touchdowns. They will probably win the game. If those decisions don't work, then you can easily get into a spot where not only the Vikings win, but the Vikings could win by 10 and the game will go under the total because the Lions will be going all or nothing, 7 or nothing. And if it's nothing and that happens 2 or 3 times, Minnesota's going to win by 10 and the game's going to go under the total of 56. So it's difficult in that respect, like to know. It's basically the handicap of the game is, do the Lions convert the high leverage fourth downs that they go for? Those high leverage spots, which leads me to like one of two bets. Vikings +3, or just bet the Vikings to go over their team total. Minnesota to score a lot of points in the game, and then not handicap what Detroit does, because you're handicapping a bunch of fourth down decisions. That's the way I handicap it going into Sunday night.
Feels like there's not as much drama as we would like in this final week, but certainly will be on Sunday night. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
You got it. Looking forward to it. Wishing everybody Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck and a very happy new year.
That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Now that you got that info.
That was a lot of info. I was taking some notes. Then I'm going to go the other way. Nick had a rough week last week. I got to go the other way with bad Nick.
Be careful. He's due for a big bounce back. We'll get to our perfect parlay pick segment final week here, as this will now determine who this year. Last year was BT as Goldust, me as Doink the Clown. Who this year will be dressing up? We know Hoff is going to be a member. Hoff right now is in last place.
Not 100%.
No, 100% he is. He cannot catch me. He's got, because I have 270, he's got 145.
Ah.
You're 245, so he technically could still come in second, but he's been eliminated. He will be dressing
He's already a stamped loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Hoff is already stamped as he will be
he's
in a
the
costume.
First loser.
So it's which one of us is going to join him this year in that costume. We'll decide that this week 18. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls as well. 888-808-1019.
The bad news for me is that the last 2 weeks I was not here giving the picks. The good news is I'm back.